There was a faint piping noise from inside the figure, and the bee witch exploded into a spreading, buzzing cloud of insects that raced away across the clearing and disappeared. The only movement now was the whirring fall of the sycamore seeds. Tiffany breathed out.
"Now, some people would have found that scary," said a voice behind her.
Tiffany didn't turn around immediately. First she said, "Good afternoon, Granny Weatherwax." Then she turned around. "Have you ever done this?" she demanded, still half drunk with delight.
"It's rude to start with questions. You'd better come in and have a cup of tea," said Granny Weatherwax.
You'd barely know that anyone lived in the cottage. There were two chairs by the fire, one of them a rocking chair, and by the table were two chairs that didn't rock, but did wobble because of the uneven stone floor. There was a dresser and a rag rug in front of the huge hearth. A broomstick leaned against the wall in one corner next to something mysterious and pointy under a cloth. There was a very narrow and dark flight of stairs, and that was it. There was nothing shiny, nothing new, and nothing unnecessary.
"To what do I owe the pleasure of this visit?" said Granny Weatherwax,
taking a sooty black kettle off the fire and filling an equally black teapot. Tiffany opened the sack she had brought with her.
"I've come to bring you your hat back," she said. "Ah," said Granny Weatherwax, "have you? And why?"
"Because it's your hat," said Tiffany, putting it on the table. "Thank you for the loan of it, though."
"I dare say there's plenty of young witches who'd give their high teeth for an old hat of mine," said Granny, lifting up the battered hat.
"There are," said Tiffany, and did not add, "and it's eye teeth, actually." What she did add was, "But I think everyone has to find their own hat, the right hat for them, I mean."
"I see you're now wearing a shop-bought one, then," said Granny Weatherwax. "One of them skyscrapers with stars," she added, and there was so much acid in the word stars that it would have melted copper and then dropped through the table and the floor and melted more copper in the cellar below. "Think that makes it more magical, do you? Stars?"
"I did when I bought it, and it'll do for now.
Until you find the right hat," said Granny Weatherwax.
"Yes."
"Which ain't mine."
"No."
"Good."
The old witch walked across the room and tugged the cloth off the thing in the corner. It turned out to be a big wooden spike, just about the size of a pointy hat on a tall stand. A hat was being constructed on it, with thin strips of willow and pins and stiff black cloth.
"I make my own," she said. "Every year. There's no hat like the hat you make yourself. Take my advice. I stiffens the calico and makes it waterproof with special jollop. It's amazing what you can put in a hat you make yourself. But you didn't come to talk about hats."
Tiffany let the question out at last. "Was it real?" Granny Weatherwax poured the tea, picked up her cup and saucer, then carefully poured some of the tea out of the cup and into the saucer. She held this up and with care, like someone dealing with an important and delicate task, blew gently on it. She did this slowly and calmly, while Tiffany tried hard to conceal her impatience.
"The hive is not around any more?" said Granny.
"No, but..."
"And how did it all feel when it was happening? Did it feel real?"
"No," said Tiffany. "It felt more than real."
"Well, there you are, then," said Granny Weatherwax, taking a sip from the saucer. "And the answer is, if it wasn't real, it wasn't false.
It was like a dream where you've nearly woken up and can control it, you know," said Tiffany. "If I was careful, it worked. It was like making myself rise up in the air by pulling hard on my bootlaces. It was like telling myself a story."
Granny nodded. "There's always a story," she said. "It's all stories, really. The sun coming up every day is a story. Everything's got a story in it. Change the story, change the world."
"And what was your plan to beat the hiver?" asked Tiffany.
"Please, I've got to know."
"My plan?" said Granny Weatherwax innocently.
"My plan was to let you deal with it."
"Really? So what would you have done if I'd lost?"
"The best I can," said Granny calmly. "I always do."
"Would you have killed me if I'd become the hiver again?" The saucer was steady in the old witch's hand. She looked reflectively at the tea.
"I would have spared you if I could," she said. "But I didn't have to, right? The trials was the best place to be. Believe me, witches can act together if they must. It's harder and heard in cats, but it can be done."
"It's just that I think we turned it all into a little show," said Tiffany.
"Ha!" No, we made it into a big show, said Granny Weatherwax.